From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And now a story about one heck of a last act. 6 months ago, the columnist Art Buchwald faced a decision. His doctor said he needed to go on dialysis again. Without it, they said he'd die within weeks. Buchwald said no. He'd already had a leg amputated, and he didn't want to spend what was left of his life hooked up to a machine. So he put his affairs in order, moved into a Washington, D.C. hospice, and began to wait. Buchwald had spent a lifetime making people laugh, and as the days turned into weeks, which stretched into months, Buchwald used the same wit and wisdom to help a steady stream of friends and family say goodbye. Well, apparently, laughter is pretty good medicine, because Art Buchwald is still holding court. We too stopped by his hospice this week. When we arrived, Buchwald was sitting in a wheeled recliner, sipping an orange drink, and watching cable television. Of all things, a 1965 film, The Loved One, a black comedy about the funeral business. How's he feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, apparently, because I was intending to go to heaven, and now it turns out I'm going to Martha's Vineyard.
This weekend?
Yeah, this weekend. And everybody's surprised because they all came here the last 6 months to say goodbye to me. And now they wonder what the heck's going on.
Tomorrow, the 80-year-old Buchwald heads for his vacation home. After preparing for death, life is now a series of readjustments.
I planned on a funeral. I planned on a memorial service. I planned on everybody coming to say goodbye to me. And this didn't happen. So now I'm in a different world where I'm going to be around. So I have to make a lot of plans that I didn't want to make.
Now, what do you...
I got to get used to global warming again. And I got to get used to Bush. And when I was ready to go and die, I didn't care what happened to Bush.
His cheeky observation earned Buchwald a Pulitzer Prize. He's continued to write his column twice a week, and through his illness, he's taken a humorous but always candid look at death.
So what you're doing when you come towards the end of your life, particularly if you're older, is you say, was it a good life? Did I do something? Are people there that I remember me? And you do your own evaluation of who you are, where you were, and everything.
And people have been there for Buchwald, lots of people, and lots of bold-faced names, television stars, politicians, several Kennedys, even the ambassador to France, and, of course, his three children and five grandchildren.
You don't get a chance to really talk to your children or talk about them. But if they come to see you for an hour, 2 hours every day, depending on it, you suddenly get to know them a lot more than before. And you learn who they were. And a lot of us were so busy trying to be big shots that we didn't pay too much attention to our children. The ones that didn't do that are now making up for it as much as possible.
They must ask you a lot of questions.
They ask questions. They ask about you. People don't know too much about each other until something comes up like this.
At a time like this, food brings special comfort, so friends have arrived bearing all kinds of treats. Cheesecake, Chinese takeout, roast beef sandwiches. Buchwald loves the attention and the gifts, and he knows this, those who visit want something too.
I was very happy to see people. Because that meant, hey, I'm okay. Somebody likes me. Somebody wants to see me. They, in effect, said, he's not afraid of death. And that should make it easier for us.
You have been so brave through all of this, but do you have any fears?
Fears? I guess we all do. We all have fears, or we wouldn't be human beings if we didn't have fears. I'll be very honest with you. I'm a little frightened about going to Martha's Vineyard. It's a whole different life now. I had planned on it, going up there with one leg, and it's scary. I'm going to do it.
And
I have a lot of support, too. We all have to have somebody that we love and that will take care of us. That is, it counts.
Fears or not, tomorrow Art Buchwald will head to the island he never thought he'd see again. He's no longer signing up people to speak or sing at his funeral. He's now writing a book about dying, and he's writing his future in pencil.